friends. We're so glad you're here for today's Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us from Cape Town, South Africa, is Rosemary Deary. Rosemary is sharing her lift, Loss and Sadness Bleed.
Many years ago, my mother gave me a beautiful set of leather-bound books. The Holy Bible, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, as well as her prose works, The Church Manual and the Christian Science Hymnal. Mum had written a short message on the flyleaf of each book, as well as a couple of page references and two hymn numbers. I had not looked at them for a long time. Then, recently, after my younger son passed on, I was feeling sad and kept thinking it was not right for a child, albeit a grown man, to pass on before his mother. When I decided to look up those two hymns she had noted, the first one had the words, "O joy that ever will remain, mid seeming sorrow, hate, and pain, our hearts to fill with this glad song that soars above the mists of wrong. Man is the loved of love." That made me realize nothing had changed. We both remained one with our Father, Mother, God as His spiritual offspring, and therefore could never be apart. The second hymn had two lines in the second verse that my eye fell on. "Gladly then we journey on, with His arm to lean upon." With that, the sense of loss and sadness melted away, replaced by much gratitude for all the good my son and I had shared and will continue to share forever. Science and Health with Key to the Scripture says, "Truth and love enlighten the understanding, in whose light shall we see light? And this illumination is reflected spiritually by all who walk in the light and turn away from a false material sense. Anyone turning thought away from what the material sense testimony is telling them to the truth of being, which never changes, will be blessed by this realization."
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts. Copyright 2025.